There's a new recruitment report out. Tim and I have been looking at it. It says that companies are ignoring would-be job hunters who are returning to the workforce. People coming back from, I don't know, taking some time off to raise kids. Maybe they've taken a bit of a career break. They've been travelling, adult gap year, whatever. They're also ignoring people who want to change careers or who are based internationally. Now, Cameron Habib is the manager of the recruitment company Robert Waters here, and that's the company behind the report. So we've got him in to tell us what's going on. Cameron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, that seems like a lot of people that might be being unfairly discriminated against. What's going on?
So I think effectively how recruitment works, particularly in a good market, is that everybody has a chance to find a job. And I think there's always multiple options for people to find opportunities. I think when things slow down a little bit, then things get a little bit tricky. So we do have this white paper that's come out, and effectively what it's doing is talking about employers who are neglecting certain talent pools. And you mentioned people who have been going on career breaks, working mums who want to come back to work, and candidates who are abroad. I think the reason why there are difficulties in this are primarily because there are very standardized and limited recruitment strategies in place with a lot of these employees. And remembering the fact that these guys run, these guys run a business, and they're not recruitment experts. So what we're trying to do is really emphasize that there is an opportunity to diversify and look into different talent pools.
Because the simple fact is, in the end, jobs are about people, and if you have taken a career break, you're a mum, you want to get back to work, you want to change path, you're hungry for it, you're thirsty for it. There's a pool there of potentially really good people to draw on. Simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. And I think what employers really need to take into account is that effectively, there are a lot of people, and we place people every day, who don't necessarily have the direct skill sets required for a job. And these people are those who want career changes, international experience. They come from different jurisdictions where they have a very different level of experience and exposure that can adapt and can come into this market and do the job. What we're trying to do is open the eyes of the employers to say, you don't have to look exactly for what you're looking for. Sometimes there is somebody who ticks maybe half the boxes and can come in and do the job very well.
That's a really important point. We did a big series on unemployment here recently on the Business Breakfast. We interviewed people who had been made unemployed. And one of the things that a lot of people told us was how rigid companies were when it came to hiring. That if you were a left-handed chocolate cake icer, there was no point in applying for a job as a right-handed banana cake icer because no one would touch you. They would say you weren't right for the job. Why have we got that fixed mindset here?
I think primarily it's a smaller market, and if you look at a lot of the employees there compared to their offices in New York or London or Hong Kong, there are fewer people on the ground. And I think when you have that scenario, you are a little bit more stringent in what you're looking for. You want somebody to immediately hit the ground running because you might not have time to train, or you have a very small team that basically requires someone to just sort of get up and go. So that is really the reason why there is such a fixed mentality around that. But it doesn't have to be that way. And I think there are people who have different skill sets that can come in and do the same job.
What's the reticence about people who have taken time out of the market? I mean, I've just come back to this job. Funnily enough, I took a couple of years out. I went and did a master's degree. Mm-hmm. But if I was looking for a new job, it might have been harder out here. Are they worried people won't be up to speed? What's the deal?
Yeah, I think you know, the Middle East is an attractive place, and there are a lot of interesting candidates coming from different jurisdictions that want to be here, as well as locally in the region as well. And those who take career breaks, whether they just want a break or whether they've just had a baby, whatever the reason might be, I think the difficulty is that sometimes the longer you're out of work, the less attractive you become. And actually, it's not the case. You know, there are a lot of people who still have that skill set, or even in their time off, have developed new skill sets. And I think it's just about opening the mindset of employers.
So where's, if you're listening to this now, if somebody's driving to work thinking, another day at work, don't really want to be there, looking for a career change, what are the employers who have been impacted by this? Where are these talent shortages, if you like?
Well, I mean, first, if you're looking for a job, call us. It's a nice little plug. But I think, look, if you're, you know, if you're someone looking for a job and you need to figure out what it is you want to do, there are a variety of streams that you can look into. And I think potential candidates need to look at marketing themselves, first of all. There are a lot of networking events, seminars, events, and sort of processes whereby candidates can really push themselves into the market. Obviously, joining a recruitment agency and registering can provide you with a number of opportunities that you weren't already aware of. So there are various streams that candidates can look into.
The one thing that struck me about your white paper, as well as some of those figures, was the fact that you say over and over again that companies don't have a strategy. They don't have a strategy for filling gaps, for plugging talent shortages, for attracting these different groups of people. What do you mean by no strategy?
Well, effectively, there is a strategy. It's just not innovative or diversified. And I think it's limited and standardized, as I mentioned before. What normally happens is that there's a requirement from a line manager, and they'll say, I want ABC, and then the recruitment strategy will be to find ABC. So there's no flexibility, and I think that's what's really missing in the current market. What managers of HR departments in these employers and companies need to do is to look at diversified strategies and speaking to people in different markets. I mean, we did a survey, and I think it was 40% of employers will only hire those candidates that fit exactly to the criteria that they're looking for. And sometimes there are people out there who half will fit the criteria halfway through and can do the job better. So it's just trying to open that mindset and get that flexibility there.
It sounds like it's easy to do, but opening a mindset, extending flexibility, this is a whole cultural shift. Where do you start with something like that? When you have a very fixed corporate structure, you have very fixed corporate views and very fixed corporate people, how on earth do you do it? I mean, it's chipping away at a wall with a plastic, I don't know, fork. It seems impossible.
Yeah. Well, look, first of all, I think there are people that are doing it. There are employers who have diversified policies around recruitment and will look at different talent pools. It's just trying to widen that horizon for those that are not. And, you know, every employer has their own strategy around why they do things. I think the biggest problem here, as I mentioned before, is that there are smaller team sizes. So people just don't find the time to really sit there and look at recruitment and strategize and try to find different candidates.
What does it mean for the way people put their CVs together? One of the trends that I've noticed in other markets is a move towards skill-based CVs. So instead of the traditional, I spent 5 years here, I spent 4 years here, I spent 3 years here, you're really highlighting the skills that you have used and put into practice and some of the successes that you've had rather than the individual roles. But does that not work out here?
No, I think it does. I think, you know, it's that age-old thing of when you apply for university applications, you know, nowadays it's not just about your grades, it's about what kind of life experiences you've had. So I think that does apply here. You know, people in the Middle East are interested in people who have a plethora of skills that they can bring to the table. And that's not just based on what role they have, but it's based around what their commercial acumen is, what their business experiences, what their travel experiences and their social network. So I think it isn't just about that here. They do also look at the other stuff as well.
Well, you have suggested that a lot of us would be open to moving jobs if someone came and tapped us on the shoulder. One of the statistics that, I mean, we were talking yesterday about the fact that 90% of us apparently, you know, would be open and not necessarily actively looking, but who knows. That's the 90% of us that aren't sitting in the studio. Clearly.
Sure.
But 94% also said that they'd welcome sort of referrals from friends or colleagues. What are you taking from this? That we're all a bit itchy, but we're a bit scared to take the plunge?
No, I think, I don't think it's a matter of everyone being scared to take a plunge. I think in this day and age, particularly with the way the business world is developing, there are interesting opportunities outside of what you're normally used to or what your level of expertise is in. We get a lot of candidates, and you know, this statistic of 89% of professionals would consider a career change doesn't mean that 89% are going to, but I think the fact that there is such a high number of people looking for career changes who are successful in their careers should give employers that positivity and hope that actually if it is a skills shortage market, perhaps we can dip into somewhere else where someone's very successful who wants a career change and can bring them on board and hopefully make it work for them as well.
Here's a text in for you about CVs. We've had people in this studio who've said CVs should be scrapped completely. I won't get into that. That's a minefield. But here's a text in from Bill. Too many people lie on their CVs. It's worse here than anywhere I have been. Is that true?
Look, I'm in my world, I do legal recruitment, and it's forbidden for lawyers to lie, right? So yeah, I think in our world we don't really see that, but I think generally, you know, I think in terms of CVs that we see through in the disciplines that we cover, we don't really see people lying on CVs, and I think generally we're experts in our recruitment industry.
Really? Because I mean, you're a long way from home here. Who's going to go back and check if I've actually got an undergraduate from Trump University? Who would know?
Yeah, well, if that was the case, then we'd obviously raise a question. But no, look, I think generally, you know, we deal with professionals is an element of trust in what somebody's telling you. So when we get CVs through, we do buy into that, unless there's a major query that we need to sort of investigate. But generally, I think they're pretty good. And there are going to be people who will maybe sort of fluff a few lines on a CV. But I think generally in the professional recruitment market, that's less so.
Well, unfortunately, we have to leave it there.
No problem.
It is coming up to 8 o'clock, she says carefully. Cameron Habib is the manager of the recruitment company, Robert Walters. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.